Hallelujah, Jesus. And at this time, I did say Paris earlier, but it's coming in all the way from Paris, Illinois, is our dear friend, Brother Philip Wagner. He's been here before. I don't know if you all remember, but we had a children's crusade with our brother, our evangelist, Brother Philip Wagner came and he ministered, and we had a great time. He's also been at our family camp. Last fall, he was at our family camp and served in our children's ministry there. And he's been all over the United States. I'm not sure if he's been outside of the United States. He'll have to tell us more about that. But he is a great man, a great friend, and a great servant of the Lord. And let's give him a big hand and a big Calvary Gospel welcome. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Somebody give me a high five. Come on, give me a high five. Awesome. Second row. Awesome. Yeah. Hey, how about a high five? Awesome. Yes. Somebody give somebody a high five tonight. Amen. Oh, come on. Clap your hands to Jesus today. Amen. Before you're seated, turn to somebody and say, thank the Lord. I don't look like you. Oh, we're going to have fun today. I said before you're seated, you could say that, or, you know, unless you won't tell everybody that around you. It is so good to be in Madison, Wisconsin. Go Fighting Illini. Sorry. Amen. It is honestly so good to be here with you again. Amen. And what a blessing it is to be in this most wonderful church. Amen. And you are all led by some great people, your pastor and bishop. Amen. Give them a hand, why don't you? Amen. Amen. Kids, we are going to have fun today. Point at another kid and say, we're going to have fun today. That's right. We are going to have fun. Now, kids, listen. I am going to allow you to do something that your pastor, your Sunday school teacher, and your parents don't allow you to do in church. And I'm going to give you permission to do it. I'm going to ask you and give you permission to turn around in your seats and look at those people behind you. Go ahead. Those are what we call adults. If you don't know which ones they are, those are the ones with gray hair, wrinkled skin, and baggy clothes. Okay? All right, kids, turn back around. Now we know who we're talking about. Now, kids, this service is for you, all right? But I am going to play a game with the adults first, okay? Is that okay, kids? Awesome. So, all of you adults, oh, and I forgot, all of you distinguished teenagers, yeah, you're not a kid anymore, all right? And you're not definitely an adult. But we're going to play a game with y'all, all right? Now, here's the thing. I want y'all to pick a number between, let's say between 4 and 11. All of you adults and teenagers, pick a number between 4 and 11. You got that? That is your age for the rest of this day. Yeah. Hold on. Brother Soberg, what number did you pick?
8.
He is 8 years old. Sister Soberg, what number did you pick? 6. He married a younger woman. Amen. Well, we're going to have a great time. This service is not limited to just the kids, but if you are an adult and if you are the oldest person in here, you will feel the love of God. And isn't that what is important today? Come on, somebody. Amen. I gave recognition to Bishop and your pastor. I also want to give recognition to some great people, some friends of mine, and that is Brother and Sister Soberg. Do you love them? Come on, show your appreciation to them. Thank you guys for inviting me, allowing me to be here. Amen. Well, let's get started. Kids, you'll never believe what I saw on my way up here last night. I didn't get up here till about 9:30. Rain and all that, it was a mess. But before it got dark, I saw something. You know what I saw? I saw a cow. I came to a stop sign, and I was getting ready to go, and I had to push my brake pedal like this, because walking from this side was a cow. And I had to stop. I had my hands on the steering wheel, and that cow just took her sweet little time and finally got over to the other side. And I'm thinking, good, now I can finally go. I had my foot on the gas getting ready to go, and I had to put my foot on the brake and stop again. You know why? Because walking from this side at that stop sign was something else. You know what it was? It was a duck. And you know ducks take their time. In fact, they kind of walk like this, don't they? They do. And finally, she got in front of me and she was making her slow little pace over here to the other side. You know what? I got to thinking before I headed on through that stop sign. Do you know what you get when you have a cow and a duck cross? Milk and quackers. Yeah. And you know what? How many of you are hungry and wish Brother Wagner would hurry up so you can go out and get something to eat? Stop it. Don't raise your hands. But cows get hungry too. They do. You know where their favorite place to eat is? No, not Cracker Barrel. The cafeteria. Oh, come on, somebody. Clap your hands at Jesus. I want somebody to tell me what this is. It's a Rubik's Cube. That's right. Now, by being honest, how many of you have ever solved a Rubik's Cube? Okay, we got a bunch of liars in the house. We are going to have a good altar call today. Yeah. But you know what? This is Brother Wagner's Rubik's Cube, and I have never been able to solve this. It's messed up. I've given it to others, and they didn't know how to do it, and they gave it back to me. And you know what? I began to look at this, and I began to think that it kind of resembled my life and your life. Do you realize that when you were first born into this world, how many remember when you were a little baby? How many remembers before you were even 1 second old? You were probably making sounds like... You were probably making those sounds. But before you were even 1 second old, do you know what you were? You were born a sinner. Turn to your neighbor and say, you were born a sinner. And if you've heard your Sunday school teach and your pastor preach, you've got to know that you cannot go to heaven until you have all your sins being forgiven, baptized in Jesus' name, and filled with the Holy Ghost. But until then, your life is messed up. But do you know what can happen today? You can change all of that. And you can take your messed up life, and just like that, you can be all figured out by God and getting ready to go to heaven. How many want your life to be changed, huh? Come on. Come on. Clap your hands at Jesus today. Cool. Awesome. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, that was cool, dude. Now, Brother Wagner loves to use people up here to help me. I have several objects that I'm going to do today. And so the thing is, I like to use kids to help me. And sometimes I even use adults, especially those who sit in the last two rows of the church. Okay? Should have chose a different place. No. But we're going to stick with kids today. All right, so I wonder, today, is there anybody that would like to help Brother Wagner? Huh? Is there anybody? Well, let me come out. I need 1, 2, 3 people. Let me go with some real tiny, small kids, okay? Would you like to help Brother Wagner? Go right on up there, okay? And let me see here. Would you like to help? Go on up and stand by your wife, okay? And him? Come here, dude. Come here. Come on. All right. Give him a hand, somebody. Come over here, dude. All right. Come over here, guys. Come here. All right. Now we have a problem here. Okay. You stand over here. We need to put the rose between the thorns. Okay. There we go. awesome. Now, here's the thing. I do not know their names, and so I'm going to have to ask them their names. So, dude, what is your name? His name is Ian. That's what it sounded like. And what is your name?
Sylvia.
And what is your name?
Aaron.
Well, it's good to have all three of you here. And let me get down on your level now. Now, we are going to talk about something today, and it's called a plan. Now, Brother Wagner, when my wife asked me to do stuff around the house, I have to plan it on my schedule so I can do it all. But do you realize that God gave us the Bible and there's a plan in there that He has designed for us to be able to go to heaven? And we have to do three things. Can you hold up three fingers? One, two, three. Cool. And you can too. We've got to do three things. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring something out from behind there, and you guys are going to help me, okay? All right, while I go back there, make funny faces at them, okay? Okay. Okay, here we go. Let's bring this out. Awesome. Look at this here. I've got some colored silks there. Now, do you know why I had them come up? I saw them, and to me, they reminded me of angels. All right, and the parents are going, you don't know my kid, okay? All right. But anyway, you all remind me of angels. You are smiling.
Hi, Mom.
Okay? And so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you even look more like angels. Now, I have something right in here. Oh, there it is. Look at that. These are feathered wreaths, okay? And they're in circles. So you know what? To make you look more like an angel, I'm going to give you a halo. And you can just, oh, sorry. There you go. And you can wear that just like that. And we'll put one on you. Oh, she looks so pretty. And get back here. All right. And you're a cool angel. Cool. All right. All right. All right. No, he's a football angel. Hiya, hiya, hiya. Okay, no. Okay. All right. So you are my angels. Now, remember what Brother Wagner said? I said that there are three things that we have got to do that God has designed as a plan for us to be saved and to go to heaven. Now, I have here some colored silks. Can you see this? That's all right. You can just leave it there like that. That looks cool too, okay? All right. Now, look what I got. I got me something here. Can you tell me what color that is? That I'm asking him, okay? All right. So it is red. And do you know, when I look at this color, that color reminds me of something else. And that is blood. Ooh. Yeah, blood, yeah. All right, blood. But we're not going to just talk about your blood or my blood, but we're going to talk about the blood of Jesus. We all remember how Jesus hung on the cross and he had nails that were driven through his hands and his feet. All right, and he had stripes upon his back from all of his whippings. All right, now here's the thing. This is reminding us of the blood of Jesus, and that blood covers all of our sin. So therefore, what we need to do today, if you haven't already done it, is to repent. Everybody say repent. That's the step number one. So can you hold this? Very good. All right. Now, the next color is simply this. You come over here. Let me stand next to this pretty little girl. And what color is this again?
Blue.
It is blue. And do you realize when I look at it, it reminds me of something else that's blue? You don't know, but I'm going to tell you. Water. Water is blue, all right? When you look out in the ocean or the lake or a pond or out in the fields after all these rains, you're going to see some water, and it's got a blue color. But we're not going to talk about those natural things. We're going to talk about something that's here in this church even. It has water in it. It's called a baptismal tank. So step number two is you got to be baptized. Everybody say baptized. Somebody say in Jesus' name. All right, so hold on to that. Very good. You're having a problem, aren't you? Okay, and we've got one other color over here. Let me see if this cool little guy knows what color this is. That's cool. All right, can you tell me what color that is? Can you not see it? What color is that? What color is that? He said, That's wrong. Try again. What color is that? Okay, it's not a hanky. Okay, all right, it's color yellow. All right, and when I look at this color, that's cool. When I look at this color, it reminds me of something else that's yellow. When there's not clouds in the sky, like today, it comes up first thing in the morning. It's in the sky. What would that be? The sun. That's right. But that's the S-U-N. We're not talking about the S-U-N. We're going to talk about the S-O-N, that son. It's the Son of God. His name is Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. And you know what? He wants to live inside of your heart. How do we know when he lives inside of our heart? When we are filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. That's step number three. You've got to repent, you've got to be baptized, and you've got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hold that. Very good. Okay. Now, you must have had butter for breakfast. Okay. Can't even hold it. Okay. Now, here's what we're going to do. All right? Cool. Let's move back over this way. Get a little more centered here. Cool. Stand right there. Awesome. Awesome. And more awesome. Okay. Now, what I have here, I want you to look inside. I have an empty bag. Is that empty? Tell everybody it's empty.
Empty.
Empty. All right. And I'll even show you that it is empty. Now, here's what I'm going to do. This is going to be pretty cool. Okay. I need your feathered wreath, and I'll even let you do it. Hold on to it and put it inside this empty bag, just like that. That is cool. Now, guess what you're going to do with this? You're going to take this end right here, and you're going to poke it right through this hole here. Can you do that? Cool. Everybody say, repent. All right, make sure it's even on both sides. Okay, cool. Now, as he has left it in there. You're supposed to leave it in there, dude. Try it again. All right, stick it through there. All right. Okay, he's laughing. Okay. All right. Okay, now pull it through the other side. Awesome. Now, hold on. Good. Now, that's kind of messy. Okay, here we go. Like this. Okay, and there we go. Awesome. Does that look pretty cool? All right, now here's what we're going to do. I'm going to count to three. I'm big enough, I can do that. I'm going to go one, two, three. When I get to three, I need you to snap your finger. Do you know how to snap your finger? Try it and see. That's a quiet snapper. Wow. It's like a dinosaur. Okay. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go one, two, three, and you're going to snap your finger. Here we go. One, two, three. Snap your finger. Cool. All right. So we're going to look in here. Do you realize what you just did? Look at that smile. Isn't that precious? That is cool. Give him a hand, somebody. All right. Step over here now. Let me stand next to her. All right, cool. Now, here's what we're going to do. I'll take your wreath, okay, and we're going to put it in there just like that. You're going to stick your blue one through there just like that. Cool. All right. And make sure it's even on both sides. Cool. All right. Now, here's the... Stick it through there. All right. And leave it in there this time. Start with the end. Start with the end like that and stick it through there. Okay. You can do this. I believe you can. All right. Stick it through there. Make sure it's even on both sides. Keep pulling down on that side just a little bit. Cool. All right. So this. Stand up, dude. Stand up. All right. So hold both of them in front of you. This is repent. Somebody say baptism. All right. In Jesus' name. Now here's what we're going to do. I'm going to count to three. And on three, you're going to snap your finger. Practice. Let's see what it sounds like. Ooh, she got a loud snapper. All right, so here we go. Ready? What? She's got a loud, cool snapper. Okay. Okay. All right. That's why I like having little kids up here. Okay, so here we go. One. Is that what comes next? I forgot. Okay, here we go. One, two, three. Cool. All right, so we're going to reach in.
Uh-oh.
We're going to reach in here and see if we can... Oh, my goodness. Give her a hand, somebody. That's just, like, totally awesome. Come here. Stand right there. Stand right there. Now, you come over here. Awesome. Now, you turn around, okay? All right, and pretend like you know what you're doing. Okay, now, let me have this, okay? Because we're going to put it here in the bag just like this, and you get to, oh, he already knows the routine. And you go ahead and stick that through there, all right, and pull it through. Awesome. Now, here's the thing. Cool. All right, got it? Now, let's practice, okay? I'm going to go one, two, three, and you're going to snap your finger. Go ahead and snap your finger. Let me see what it sounds like. Oh, wow, that hurt my ear. All right, here we go. Ready? Do it at the bag. One, two, three. Cool. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you pull that out? Oh, my goodness. Give him a hand, somebody. Awesome, dude. Cool. Now, stand back over here. All right. All right, stand right there. I promise you won't bite today. Okay. Now, let's review. Repentance. Baptism in Jesus' name and Holy Ghost. All right, now, Brother Wagner's going to preach to you, okay? Can I preach to them just for a little bit while you guys are here? You cannot just decide to do one of these and decide you don't want to do the other two. For instance, today you're going to come to the altar and say, you know what, I'm going to repent because of what Brother Wagner said. Because, you know what, I don't want to have sin in my life. Jesus, I'm sorry. And then you come up to the altar and you ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins. But like, I don't know if I want that Holy Ghost. It kind of scares me. And I don't want to be baptized because I don't know how to swim and I'm scared of water. Somebody hold up three fingers. Somebody say, you got to do all three. Very good. You guys are my backup preachers. Oh, I still got something else to tell you. You cannot decide to only do two of these and decide you don't want to do the other one. For instance, you repent, and then God fills you with the Holy Ghost like he's going to do today, and then you get scared.
Because you don't know how to swim.
And you're scared of water, and you say, but I don't want to be baptized. No, somebody hold up three fingers and say, you got to do all three. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take their advice, and I'm going to do all three at the same time. Here's what I need to do. I need your feathers. Hold the silk. I need only your feathers, and you hold the silk. Very good. You're doing good, buddy. And we're going to stick them inside this empty bag. Is that bag empty? No, don't stick it in there. Is that bag empty? No, don't. Okay. Empty bag. We're going to stick them in there just like that. See what Brother Wagner's doing? All right, now here's what we're going to do. We're going to do exactly what they said. We're going to do all three. So let me have your silk. Cool. Let me have the blue. All right. And let me have the yellow. Now, stand in straight line. All right. Because we're going to stick these all through at the same time, just like that. Cool. Doesn't that look cool? All right. Now, here's what we're going to do. When I go one, two, three, all three of you are going to snap your fingers. But when I get to three, everybody's going to snap your fingers three times. Are you guys ready? Come out here, buddy. Come here. One, two, three. Brother Soberg sounds like the Addams Family. Bishop, I saw it on the radio, honestly. Honestly. Okay? All right. So, it didn't work right. Oh, well. Oh, well. Let's do a little bit of review anyway, okay? Here's what we got. We got repent, okay? We got baptized. And we got a Holy Ghost, right? That's the three things that we've got to do. But even though it didn't come out right, hey, buddy, look. Even though it didn't come out right, you know the thing is.
Cool, dude.
What do we have here? We have a complete circle. So what you have to do is you have got to repent. You have got to be baptized in Jesus' name. And you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you believe that, clap your hands to Jesus and give my helpers a hand. You guys can go sit down. Thank you so much. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen, amen. Those kids just stole the show. Amen. Well, guess what? Brother Wagner needs eight kids to help me. Hold on, I got to get my binoculars. Ah, this will help me find them. You, go on up there on the platform. You, go up there. You, go up there. You, go up there, dude. Oh. You, go up there. You, go up there. One, two, three, four, five, six. Two more. You go up there. Hey. You go up there. I believe I've got eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Clap your hands for them, somebody. Here's what we're going to do. First of all, we're kind of looking yucky here. Let's all get in a straight line. Come over here. All right. Now, straight line. Cool. Come over this way. Now, come out this way. Awesome. No, you guys stay. You guys come out here just a little bit. Stop. Okay. Now. All right. Now. Cool, cool, cool. All right. Let me have your names real quick. What's your name?
Amara.
Amara. What's your name?
Albert.
All right. What's your name?
Liz.
Raina. Raina. Zion, Taylor, and George. Okay, now. What's your name?
Shia.
Okay, cool. Now, we are going to do something here in just a little bit that we have already done in this service at the very beginning. What was that? We are going to worship the Lord in song, with music. I got a question for all of you guys. Do any of you play an instrument? Raise your hand if you do. What do you play? What? Triangle? Okay. Drums?
Guitar.
Okay, what do you play? She plays a radio. Oh, what?
Piano.
You play anything? Piano? Nothing? I've tried playing nothing, and I just can't figure it out. I mean, have you got it figured out? Wow. What do you play? Drums. Viola? Wow, I've never heard that one before. That's cool. So here's what we're going to do. I am going to bring out some instruments that I want you guys to have. Okay? Hold on. Let me bring them out. Okay? And let's bring these instruments out here. Okay? Cool. What kind of instruments are these called? Bells. You guys probably thought I was going to be bringing some guitars and pianos and viola, whatever that was. Okay. And no, I brought out some instruments. They're bells. Now, I don't know if you know much about music. I had to take piano lessons when I was about 8 or 9 years old. I play a couple different instruments. I love playing, amen, for the Lord. But, okay, I'm the preacher. You be quiet. Okay. Okay. But the thing is here that there are 8 bells. And if you know anything about music, there is what's called a scale. And there's going to be 8 notes, like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. You knew that, didn't you? Cool, all right. But the thing is, this is the key of C, and if I turn this bell upside down and jiggle it, you will hear the key of C. Now, on the opposite end is the key of C, but it is an octave higher, and it sounds like this. Cool. And so in between, we have the notes that will help us to reach that octave. Now, here's the thing. Before all of these people, I have asked these 8 kids to come up here, and you are all going to play a song in front of them. You can all swallow right now. Okay. No, we're going to play a song. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hand each of you a bell. When I hand it to you, hold the white part. Do not let your skin touch the colored part because that will deaden the bell. See? You want to hold it just like that. So I'm going to give you the red one. I'm going to give you the orange. Cool. I'm going to give you the yellow. Awesome. I'm going to give you the green. That's neat. I'm going to give you the light blue. Do not ring your bells yet. I'm going to give you the dark blue. I'm going to give you the purple. And I'm going to give you the white one. Now, how many of you have ever seen a band? How many of you have ever seen an orchestra? All right. Out front, there is a person who directs the orchestra or the band. All right. And he usually keeps the beat. But he has something in his hand. And it's called a baton. Well, Brother Wagner is going to be the instructor or the conductor. And I'm going to use something in my hand, which is going to be my baton. And it's this thing right here. I got it out of my motel room. They said it's only been used 3 times. Okay. I'm sorry, 4. Okay. All right. Now, here's what I'm going to do. No, it's clean from Walmart. I'm going to stand behind you, and when I stand behind you, when I tap you on your head, I want you to ring the bell 1 time. We are going to practice. Here we go. Very good. Awesome. Cool. That's neat. Ah, he's got style. Cool. Awesome.
Little louder.
Very good. Let's go back the other way. Yuck! Ring it when I hit you on the head. Here we go. Did I hit you on the head?
No.
He even said no. when I do this is when you're very good, but hold it up in front of it like this. Let's try it again. Very good. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song in front of all of you people. Amen. It's a song that you have all known ever since you have been in your Sunday school class, because you sing it in there. It's called Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Do not ring your bells until I tap you on the head. All right? So you all know that song, right? All right. Hold your bells upside down. Get ready. No, like this. There you go, like that. When I tap you on the head, you're going to ring it. No, turn it around. Make sure the bell part is up here. Like this. Like this. Hold it like this. There we go. Should have had adults come up. That's an idea. All right, here we go. We're going to start that song. Just look out in there and make pretty faces, okay? All right. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Strong. Give them a hand, somebody. Now, here's the thing. That's only the first half of the song. Here we go. Here we go. Bells, put your bells up. There we go. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Sorry. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me. Ready? The last note.
Are you ready?
So. Come on, somebody, give him a hand. Put your bells on the table and you go sit down. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, I have so much fun doing that. Those kids did all. Well, come on, one more time for them. All right. Well, thank you, buddy. Wherever you got that from. All right. We're going to get into the Word of the Lord. If you go ahead and put that scripture up there, John 3:8. I love the Word of the Lord. Amen. And it just does something when you're able to put it and hide it into your heart. Amen. And you are able to learn from it. Now, the scriptures, there it is, but I got a big old balloon in front of it. But anyway, we'll try to do our best. Amen. It says, the wind bloweth. I'm stopping right there. I want everybody to say, wind. I want everybody to do your mouth like this and blow out. Go, whew. Girls, you need breath mints. Woo. No, let's go on. The wind bloweth, now listen to Brother Wagner, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth, so is every one that is born of the Spirit. That's what's called the King James Version, all right? I'm going to give it to you in Brother Wagner's version to simplify the meaning of it. It says the wind blows wherever it wants to. You can hear the sound of it, but you just cannot tell where it's going or where it's coming from. So you know what? That's just like everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Everybody said amen. Now, I had you repeat the word wind. Everybody say wind. Now, I am giving you a fair forewarning on a trick question that I'm getting ready to ask you. And that question is simply this. How many of you boys and girls and teenagers and adults, how many of you have ever seen wind? Keep your hand up if you've seen it and keep it up. Okay. If you have your hand up, you are wrong. Nobody has ever seen the wind. It's invisible. It's invisible. Now let's talk about God. Let's insert God into this. God is a spirit. Nobody has ever laid eyes on God whatsoever. So therefore, he is like the wind. All right? Now, to help you understand why you may have raised your hand and knowing that you were wrong, I'm going to help you understand. The wind is invisible, but what you are seeing is the effect of the wind. Let's take a look up over here. You're going to see a big tree. And the leaves on that tree are just all rustling like this. What is causing the leaves on that tree to move? The wind. Let's look over here. There's a flagpole. There's a flag at the very top. And that flag is just waving like this. What is causing that flag to move? The wind. But you cannot see the wind. Let's insert God back into this equation here. We cannot see God, but what you can see of God is his effects. Come on, somebody. You can see his effects. Today, we are going to see his effects here at this altar in just a little bit. How? Because there might be a 9, 10, 11-year-old child up here having their hands raised, eyes are closed, tears are falling down their cheeks. They're worshiping God, and the effect that I want to see today is when they begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord gives utter. How many wants to see the effect of God on our children today? Now, here's the thing. I've related the wind and God to each other, and they are very, very similar. But now, I've spoken that, but I want you to use your ears, and I want you to listen and tell me what you think this is a sound of. Very good. Wind chimes. Now, what is making those wind chimes sound like they are? Wind. You cannot see the wind, but you are hearing the effect of the wind. Somebody tell me what this is a sound of. Okay, I must be out of range. Okay, I had some sound there for, might get my phone there, see if you can turn it on. I don't know. I had some sound there. Uncool. All right, somebody go, uncool. All right, so I had some sound of a little bit more breezy wind, and then I had some more sound of a ferocious wind sound. I had the opportunity to be down in Texas last late summer, early fall, and they had what came through there, what was called a hurricane. How many knows what a hurricane is? That hurricane had the capability, and the effects were this. It tore roofs off of buildings. It leaned down trees. It bent street signs and metal because it was so ferocious. But you know what? God is like the wind. Because I'm reminded, Brother Grant, of the upper room. And the Bible says that there was a rushing mighty wind that came through that place. How did it come through that place? Because my Bible tells me also in that setting of scriptures, it said that they were all in one accord. And I believe that we are all in one accord right now. Amen. So I've given you my speech to try to help you understand the wind. I've given you just a little bit of what you could hear. Now I'm going to let you see. Now, this boy right here in the blue, would you mind helping me? Come up here, dude. All right. Got a smile on his face. What's your name?
Bentley.
Bentley. All right, Bentley. All you have to do is just stand there. Now, here I'm going to bring something out here. All right. And I'm going to help these kids to understand a little bit more. Brother Silberg, if you'd like to come up here, amen, get this next set prepared. Bentley, do you know what this is? You don't. Okay, so just be quiet. Okay. This is what I call my Airzooka. Can you say Airzooka? You guys are saying it wrong. You got to get more spit on your tongue. Go, Airzooka. No, more spit. Face your neighbor and go, Airzooka. There you go. Now, here's what I've got. I've got some plastic on this side. And I got a little knobby thing, and it retracts. This side is open. It's an open cavity. I got one bungee cord in there. If I was to pull out on this, air comes out. Now watch, I'm going to pull out on it and see if you can see the air. Did you see it? No, because wind is invisible. Now here's what I'm going to do. Bentley, I am going to ask you just to simply stay right there. I have here a styrofoam cup. And I'm going to put this on top of your head, just like that. Okay? Now, try to be still. Don't make it fall off, because I'm going to go back over here, and I'm going to pull out on this thing, and I'm going to see if I can knock it off your head. You think I can do that? All right, I think I can. Now, being this close, you may want to close your eyes, okay? And let me pull out on this. There you go. Now, go over there and pick that cup up, but stay there and put it on your head, because I'm going to go back over here a little further. How many of you saw the wind in between there? No. How many saw the effect? Yeah. So now, oh, he's getting a little further away, so I need to raise my scope. There we go. Now, I'm going, you can face me, Brittley, if you like, okay? And let's see if I can. Cool. Bentley, go on over there. Go on over. He's having fun. All right? And I'm going to go over here. How many saw the wind? How many saw the effect? Here we go. Ah! Stay still. Stay still. Here we go. All right, and. Cool. Bentley, go on over there. Stop. I'm going to go way over here. Here we go. I don't know. Let me try it again. All right. Are you feeling it, Bentley? Okay. Thanks for being honest. All right. I like that, because that kind of helps me to know where to aim. What'd you say? I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear you. What? Give him a hand, somebody. You did a good job. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit you like that. Sometimes it's a little bit hard. Is it ready to go? All right. Amen. Now, here's the thing. How many of you saw the wind? How many saw the effect? And you know what we're going to see here in a little bit? We're going to see the effect of God by filling some of you with the Holy Ghost, if not all. But you know what? This is little Junior. Let me bring out Big Daddy. Stay right there. Here's Big Daddy. Now, this is homemade. This is a 22-gallon trash can. I've filled it with heavy-duty plastic here. I've got this handle here, but inside what retracts that is four bungee cords. Look at the hole on that baby. Yeah, if I had Bentley up here, it would blow his head off his shoulders. But what I'm going to do to help you understand about seeing the wind and the effect, I'm going to fill this up with my fog machine, and I'm going to bring it back out here, and I'm going to let you see some of the biggest smoke rings you have ever seen. Here we go. You can turn that down a little bit. Sorry about that. Here we go. All right, turn it off. You guys ready? Is that cool or what? Somebody clap your hand. One more time and then you can unplug it. All right. Oh, here we go. Clap your hands to Jesus. That's good. Somebody go, I am having fun. Wow. Let me take my hat off. Brother Wagner wants to talk to you here. It's 11:26, and you may probably are getting used to getting out at 11:30 possibly. I apologize for holding you just a little past time. Brother Wagner really wants to bring it down to a level now that you will really, really, really understand. I brought out this thing called my Airzooka. And the Bible told us in the very opening scripture, it says, the wind bloweth wherever it listeth, or wherever it wants to go. You can hear the sound of it, but you just can't tell where it's going or where it's coming from. So is everyone that is like the Spirit of God. Can you sit in your seat, girl? Thank you. Here's the thing. Let's say that this is Jesus. Now, here's the thing. Bentley, I've already used you, but I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to, since you're used to me pulling it and you feeling it, tell me if you feel this. He goes, yep. But you know what I saw, Bentley, that I didn't see up there? You told me that you felt it, but I saw that you felt it. I saw his shirt go, fling, and his tie went, flink. But I wonder if Jesus is just not here. Maybe he might be over here. Oh, I like that. Did you hear her? She goes, yes. But she did it with a smile on her face. You felt Jesus? Oh, I like saying this. Don't be afraid, okay? Brother Wagner's not going to hurt you at all, but I'm just going to... You're not scared, are you? Are you scared? She's scared. But you know what? Don't be afraid, because I'm just going to pull out... Did you feel that? I saw your eyes go blink. You felt it, didn't you? You know why I asked her if she was afraid? Because there's been times as you as adults and some of these children today might be afraid to come up here and pray. We have got to assure them that if they will get involved with God, it'll be the best thing that has ever happened in their life. Can somebody say amen to that? So here's what we're going to do. The Spirit of the Lord is blowing in this place. It's a gentle breeze right now. You know how? Because I feel it. I feel it. And I know that you feel it. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask moms and dads, Sunday school teachers, to come and stand all around this altar and face this way because you're my altar workers today. And then you kids, I don't want you to come up until they get up here, and then you're going to come up and you're going to stand like this and face this direction. Can everybody stand? And if you are an adult, a parent of one of these kids, a teacher, would you come right now? My God, my God, we feel you, Jesus, we feel you, and I know that you're going to touch these children. Lord, I pray for my anointed altar workers right now, God, that they would say something of encouragement to these kids. All right, children, are you ready? I want all of you children to come and stand in front of these adults, and maybe some adults can help and assist them. Come on, let's come. If you're sitting back there on the fourth row, come on up. Come on up. If there are any children back there, would you come? Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Thank you, musicians. Get ready. All right, kids, here we go. Look at Brother Wagner, because I've got some instruction, and I know this church is very familiar to what I'm getting ready to give to you. It's called the Four Steps of Worship. Sister Oliver. Amen. Here we go. Step number one. I want you to close your eyes and keep your eyes closed. Altar workers, help them out. Keep your eyes closed. You know why? Because that is going to help you to not get distracted from what's going on around you. Step number two, keep your eyes closed, is lift your face up just a little bit. There you go. Because we're looking unto Him. Ha-ha. Step number three, I want you to raise both of your hands. Because you know why? We are surrendering to Jesus right now. Amen. We're surrendering our everything to Him. And step number four, I want you to open up your mouth and I want you to begin telling Jesus how much you love Him. Come on. Come on. Talk to Him right now. Talk to Him right now. Jesus, I love you. I love you, Jesus. I worship you. God, I thank you today. If there are other adults out there that would like to come and stand behind these children now, come on. Hallelujah. Let's say a prayer in behalf of our children today. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for your touch right now upon these. God, bless them, I pray. Hallelujah. Help them to understand, God, the fullness, God, of who you are and what you're doing today and what you want to do in their lives, God. Hallelujah. Come on, call out on His name today. It's simple. It's Jesus. 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 I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. That's it. Come on. Come on. I'm beginning to see some tears flow from the eyes. Come on. Nobody's going to make fun of you today. It's just you and Jesus. Jesus.